It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See
terms and conditions. 18+. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, my wife is starting to think maybe I'm a better handicapper when I'm sick. The good news for you, I'm sick again today. So let's hope we can repeat yesterday's performance and turn a nice profit again. So in college football, we hit on Kansas State in the Texas Bowl against a very depleted LSU team. We are now 19-17-1 in the college football bowl games. Yes, we played every single one. Good enough for $27.10 a profit. So everything for us comes down to Monday night. If we hit Alabama and Georgia, we will have profit for the bowl season. And that'll be our third consecutive postseason victory for us on this podcast. We hit in Major League Baseball. We played every single postseason game in Major League Baseball. Turned a profit there. FCS college football, we're 7-5 right now on those playoffs. So we're up $136.30 with just one game to go, that being the national championship game on Saturday between North Dakota State and Montana State. So we're guaranteed profit on those two already. So it's going to come down to the college football national championship to make it 3-for-3. So now let's get to the card here for Wednesday as I talk in circles because I'm having too many cough drops, I think. So in the NHL, on the frozen pond, we like Pittsburgh minus the 1.5 over St. Louis at a plus 175. So both teams are red hot. The Blues are 7-1-2 in their last 10. Meanwhile, the Penguins, they've won 8 straight. The Blues are only 7-6-3 on the road this year, and they're coming off that tough game at Minnesota. It was in the freezing cold outside for the Winter Classic, 10-15 below. It was an emotional win. Now they're traveling again. So I'm going to fade the Blues. I like the Penguins tonight, minus the 1.5 at a plus 175. Now let's go to college basketball. 5 games on the card for us today. We're going to play St. John's minus 5 over DePaul. So this is the Big East opener for St. John's. They are so far 4-for-4 having conference games canceled. If this one gets canceled, I don't know what to say. They may never play a game. Last time out for the Johnnies, they lost to Pittsburgh on December the 18th, but they were without their best player. DePaul is 9-3, good season so far, but now they're 0-2 in the Big East after losing at home to Providence on Saturday. In that game, Providence plays good D, but they only shot 29%. That's a little scary. I've been wrong on the Blue Demons many times this year, but in this one, I'm going to take the Red Storm minus the 5. The total's 151. Mike Anderson's going to put that pressure on him. I just don't think DePaul's made to win the track meet. I like St. John's once again, minus the 5 over DePaul. Next up, we head to the SEC. It's going to be a good one. It is Florida minus 1 over Alabama. This one's in Gainesville. Bama already has 3 wins against top 15 teams this year. They beat Gonzaga, Tennessee, and Houston. Florida has the shocking loss at home to Texas Southern. Still don't know how that happened. Among their 3 losses, but they also do have nice wins over Florida State. Finally got the Leonard Hamilton monkey off their back, and they beat Ohio State this year. Gator coach Mike White said the team was still limited in practice yesterday, so watch carefully to see who plays. But based on everything I'm reading, I think the rotation is back for Florida. So I'm going to play the Gators at home, minus the 1 over Alabama. Next up, we head to the Valley, the Missouri Valley. It is Evansville, plus 6.5 at Indiana State. So after Northern Iowa spanked them by 22 over the weekend, the Purple Aces of Evansville, they're the only team left in the Valley without a victory this year. So that should provide a little extra motivation tonight. Meanwhile, the Sycamores, they beat a similar team in Bradley by 5 on Sunday. I think the Purple Aces are a live dog tonight with a real shot at the upset. Just need to get some 3s to drop. I'm taking Evansville plus 6.5 at Indiana State. Next up, we go back to the SEC. We're going to play Ole Miss plus the 16 at Tennessee. So we've played Tennessee several times this year. I like Rick Barnes. I like this team. We're going to bet on them many more times. But I made the mistake earlier this week playing Purdue at home. with a big number against Wisconsin. We not only lost the wager, we got beat outright. Ole Miss had a loss to Samford, not Stanford, but Samford in their last game. They want to get that taste out of their mouth. I think Kermit Davis and the Rebels are going to keep this one really tight tonight. So I like Ole Miss plus the 16 at Tennessee. Then the final game on your card, we're going to play Syracuse plus the 2 at Miami. So Miami, the Hurricanes, they are now 3-0 in the ACC on top of the conference standings. They're the home team, and they're laying a short number. But Syracuse is 7-6 this year. They're coming off a loss at home to Virginia, and Coach Boeheim called out a lot of players. I like that situation for Syracuse to respond. He even called out his own kid, who shot 2 of 8 on free throws. What type of coach's kid only goes 2 of 8 on free throws? That's like unheard of. Yeah, Syracuse is going to bounce back. They're going to give them maximum effort tonight. So I like the Cuse plus the 2 at Miami. So let's recap your card for a Wednesday. On the Frozen Pond, we like Pittsburgh minus the 1.5 against St. Louis at a plus 175. In college basketball, we're on St. John's minus the 5 over DePaul. We're on Florida minus the 1 over Alabama. We like Evansville plus the 6.5 at Indiana State. We like Ole Miss plus the 16 at Tennessee. And we like Syracuse plus the 2 at Miami. So that's your card for a Wednesday. Let's see if it goes as well as it did on Tuesday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.